Duval School Superintendent finalist Diana Green says already being a Florida superintendent, coming to Jacksonville would be a smooth transition. Green told the school board Thursday she'd work to make the district financially solvent and bring all school ratings up to at least C's. Green has been with the Tampa Bay area's Manatee County since 2013, starting as a deputy superintendent. When she started, the district had a negative emergency fund balance and little community trust, she says. But she helped change that over the past 5 years.
We brought back art, music, and physical education to every elementary school. We were also able to, in the first year, give our teachers at least a 2% raise.
Though Manatee has fewer than half the students of Duval, she says they share commonalities, both having a majority population of minority students, African American in Duval and Hispanic in Manatee, similar issues with low performing schools, but both making gains. Green says her learning curve would be minimal.
Duval, Manatee, Pasco, we're all experiencing the same things in our districts. For Duval, it's just going to be more.
And board member Cheryl Grimes wanted to know,
if we were to pick you, would you be here for the long haul?
If I'm your superintendent for Duval, I'm going to be here for the long haul to meet the goals and objectives for the school district of Duval County.
After wrapping up interviews this morning, the board plans to pick the district's new leader this afternoon. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.